Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc. And Michael, we have a special guest.
We do. I just want to note that Chris just played RuPaul for us. I'm thankful for RuPaul, I guess, at some basic level. Speaking of RuPaul, today's guest will be Guy Rosenfeld. He is CEO of Plan A Games, and they've just announced that they're going to be operating here in New Orleans. I'm friends with Gary, by the way, so he's going to laugh. He's not going to be offended.
Yeah, absolutely. Gary Rosenfeld, CEO of Plan A Games. Gary, welcome to the show. You guys just announced some big news about your company. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thanks, you guys, for having me. And Michael, I was laughing. So Plan A Games announced that we have opened an office in New Orleans, and we're staffed by data engineers and data science professionals who are building out our data sourcing and monitoring platform for mobile free-to-play games. And we also took investment from Boot64 Ventures and Innovation Catalyst to local VCs. And none of this would have happened without the help of G&O Inc. With Michael and Grady Fitzpatrick and Josh Flegg and LED, who I've known for a long time and helped for a long time grow the video game and digital media community and create jobs in New Orleans. So I'm now happy to be on the other end of this, employing some great people in NOLA for our company.
So, Gary, for my listening audience that may be unfamiliar with the industry, what actually is it that Plan A does?
Yeah, so Plan A is focused on providing marketing dollars to video game developers. And we source opportunities through this platform that we're building. So we're using data to do that. And we then attract potential partners, and we give them or fund their user acquisition so they can bring more players into their games. There's a real lack of capital right now in this community. So we're trying to help video game developers, particularly mobile, scale their games, grow their audience, build their companies. So we're essentially, think of us like a fintech company that's building this platform, and the revenue generator is going to be this funding for these game developers.
Now, you were saying, I thought I caught you say, you said these were free game mobile apps.
Right.
And so free meaning it costs you nothing. You just go download them and you start playing these games?
Yeah. So on your telephone, you have access to thousands and thousands of free games. And it's a large, thriving market. It's a $6 billion business. And these games, you launch them on your phone, and you can start playing them for free. And as you get into the game, you can buy items that allow you to progress through the game or express yourself in the game. And then this is just it's the biggest part of the video game business right now. And the video game business is the largest of all the entertainment media businesses.
And, you know, these phones, these mobile phones become more and more creative and more powerful in what they do. I guess that's just an open landscape for this industry.
That's right. It's sort of mind-blowing that you're carrying around literally a high-powered computer in your pocket. I mean, you wouldn't have thought that 10 or 15 years ago. You can do all the things you can do with your phone. And video games or mobile games have always been out in front of that, taking advantage of, you know, all of the power that's packed into your phone to deliver, you know, fun game experiences.
So I guess both to Michael and you, when we think about this, Gary, I mean, this, Michael and their folks have been creating, you know, diversity in our economy and the tech industry has been won. When you talk about this $6 billion market in this tech ecosystem of these free games, I mean, what do you think is the ultimate capacity? How big can this grow?
To grow in New Orleans?
Not only in New Orleans, but I mean, you know, in the U.S. I mean, you know,
yeah.
What happens other places is going to impact what goes on here with what y'all are doing, right?
That's right. So the games business has been growing literally since its inception, right? And during the COVID period, it really boomed, and a lot of money flowed in to the business. You know, the opportunity to create, you know, jobs in New Orleans and in the United States kind of grew out of that, right? And through the incentives, New Orleans is a very attractive place to set up shop. And so what happened was there was this boom cycle, and the business has reset. And I think it's actually a good thing for New Orleans in particular. So the business reset, you know, there's been less job growth in video games in the United States because it's expensive to do it in the pockets where you would typically think, you know, the LA area, the Bay Area, places like Austin, Texas, very expensive. But you still want to have development resources in North America. And now that post-COVID, remote work has become kind of de facto, people are comfortable with it, all of the traction we might have faced in the past to attract jobs has gone away. So I expect, you know, in the next, you know, this next cycle, this next 18 months or so, there's going to be more opportunities to continue to grow the business here, you know, particularly in Louisiana and New Orleans.
If I could add one thing, Noel, one of the kind of biggest frustrations and challenges that we have here is that in Louisiana, including obviously the region of New Orleans, we've got arguably the best digital media, best software incentive in North America. If you do programming here, if you build a game in New Orleans, in Louisiana, in Jefferson, or any type of software product that qualifies, you get 25% of your money back as a cash rebate. So essentially, you're getting 25% to your bottom line, or if you're talking about employees who are doing the coding, every fourth employee is free. I mean, it's like a Black Friday deal every day in Louisiana. And for whatever reason, it might be because it feels too good, sounds too good to be true. We just haven't gotten the it's now getting around, I would say, Gary, but it's been slower than one would think. Like, for example, it's not known as well as our film incentive. And so we've got to have people keep understanding that we are the low-cost, high-culture alternative.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. And I think it's funny. It's a question of the cycles that I just mentioned. The word is getting out there, and we were facing headwinds. You know, people were reluctant to set up remote studios in the past. And people were reluctant to set up, say, in New Orleans because they thought there was a lack of talent. So, but that's not true. Like every company that's come in there, my own included, we've easily been able to recruit great talent. Like we picked up the two top engineers just coming out of Tulane University. So, you know, I work on their advisory board, and Ralph Russo, literally I told him what we were doing, and he literally teed up these two great engineers who we hired immediately. And I know from past experience that anytime a company comes in, they put their flag down, they start recruiting. There's plenty of engineers, artists, others that participate in the video game development life cycle.
I got a text here, gentlemen. Interesting for me. I'm 45 years old. I started playing a mobile game last year called Last War. The last time I played any kind of video game was a PlayStation 2. I now play this game daily and invest approximately $1 to $200 a week into it. I never thought I would play these games again, yet here I am, and I enjoy it thoroughly. Yep. Interesting.
Very common, right?
Thank you for your honesty.
Well, that person is literally now walking around with the PlayStation 2 in his pocket.
Yeah.
Right? And that's how this is able to happen.
Yeah. And I've talked to folks that play these games all the time, and what I hear is that they're just so innovative, you know, that it really piques their curiosity, right? And it does so where there's a challenge in front of them that they want to achieve, that they want to overcome, and they have this desire to get better and to master this or master that. And they use all kinds of different language and lingo that I'm not familiar with at 67 years of age. But nonetheless, it looks like they're having a blast.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, and it's something for everybody. Whereas the console video games might appeal to what we call a more core gaming audience that is largely kind of male-dominated and might be, from 18 to 35, the mobile game market really kind of has no boundaries as far as who the audience can be. And there's something for everybody.
Well, Gary, can we have Plan A combine everything we're talking about in this show and do something about infrastructure and mobile gaming and do something like Pocket Pothole Pandemonium? You know, you got to go running around.
Yeah.
You got to figure out how to fill the potholes without shutting down the streets, and then you got second lines coming down and, buses with sports teams and horse-drawn carriages. Let's talk offline.
Yeah, well, I'm coming in. If Tulane makes the championship game is in New Orleans next Friday. If somewhere else can get them there, which I think you can, I'm coming to town, and we're going to talk about that, Michael.
Gary, this is what happens when the turkey gets paroled. Michael Heck, the turkey that got paroled, this is what happens.
Oh, so yeah.
I apologize.
Too easy. Too easy.
Gary Rosenfeld, CEO, Plan A Games, thank you for choosing New Orleans. Thank you for your relationships to New Orleans, and we look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Well, likewise, you guys. Thank you very much. Have a great holiday, and look forward to seeing you all soon. Thanks.
You too as well. We'll be right back with Michael Heck for his final thoughts. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.